Hello, hello, hello. I'm coming back from a 6 or more month break from social media. I'm not really sure how long it's been. I kind of quit, started again, quit again, and then honestly lost track of time. But I am back to tell you everything that I gained from that break and how you can apply that moving forward to use social media more intentionally with healthier boundaries and more self-awareness. We love a self-aware girly. Even if you don't want to take a break from social media, this episode can still help you be more mindful of its impact on you, your mental health, and your life, which means you can be more intentional with how you use it moving forward. I want to have a healthy relationship with social media, and I want you to have that too. We love healthy relationships. And as with any healthy relationship, it's important to have boundaries, self-awareness, and space for reflection. I can't imagine that I need to spend much time talking about all of the ways that social media can damage us. I think we are all pretty aware of them. But I do think it's important to at least acknowledge the impact that it has on us. That way we know what boundaries we need to have or create while we're scrolling through our phones. There have been numerous studies ran about increased anxiety and depression with increased social media usage. This makes sense when you think about the natural comparison that occurs when you're looking at the happy, carefully selected highlight reels of other people's lives online, or how depressing it is when you end a session of doom scrolling and then realizing just how much time you've lost down that TikTok rabbit hole, or the triggers, because the internet is full of them. Especially if you have lots of different flavors of trauma like I do, you are going to end up running and bumping into a few things on the internet that are going to make you uncomfortable. It's also important to address using social media in unhealthy ways for dissociation or escapism that comes with trying to distract yourself from all of life's worries. A lot of us have our own versions of escapism. Think about reading, playing games, or watching movies. And a lot of us use social media in this way too. Finding ways to distract yourself from life and all of its challenges isn't necessarily a harmful thing to do, but maybe we could find other positive ways to do that, or at least continue using social media more intentionally to feed that need without impacting any other areas of our lives. And the last two could and probably should have their own episode on it in the future. It's bullying and safety online, but that is way too much for me to dive in on this episode. I guess let me know if that's something you're interested in and I can try to find somebody fun to interview about that. Another important thing to note is that social media can be addicting as well. It is literally designed to keep you engaged and scrolling on the app as long as possible. They will continue to update and design their apps with that goal in mind. I will say I do appreciate some of the apps starting to give you reminders that you've been using too much screen time and that maybe you should put your phone down and take a break. Some even cut off access after a certain allowed amount of time using it. Those are healthy boundaries to enforce in your life. Okay, so we get why we want to take a break from social media. I want to focus on the benefits of it, because not to be dramatic or anything, but it was kind of life-changing for me. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to pretend it was easy to log off. There were certainly times that I struggled with feeling lonely or bored or a huge sense of FOMO, just about as much as I have about not being at the Eras Tour right now. If you are considering taking a break from social media, I have journal prompts that intentionally guide you through the entire experience from the beginning, before, during, and afterwards, even leading you into returning to the online world. They are designed to help you create new positive habits and gain awareness of your relationship with social media on a deeper level. They are available for free on my website. The link will be down below in the description. Now, back to those benefits. The first really notable one for me was no noise from the outside world. I had time to explore my own thoughts and form my own opinions and had more control over what and who entered my little bubble. The next was connection with others. I spent less time catching up on my newsfeed and more time catching up with people IRL. And then also connection with myself. Like I said, I had more time to explore my thoughts and feelings and interests, which can also lead to deeper healing. Creating more space and dedicating more energy to your healing journey can allow you to heal more deeply and purposefully. I surprisingly gained more patience. I was willing to just sit in boredom and not spend my time scrolling. I don't think I really even knew that was something I was struggling with until I did this experience. So that was kind of cool to figure out, which leads to my next point of being more reflective. And again, this is kind of because I allowed my mind to wander instead of just packing it full of content. And kind of going along with that trend, the next one is increased self-awareness, coming back and realizing how different things impact me and taking the time to really unpack it and understand the root of it. And the last is the ability to come back changed and more intentional. There's space for growth. So for those of you who aren't actually planning to take a break, no judgment. You can still learn from my experiences and apply the lessons that I've learned with your relationship with social media moving forward. Here is how I'm coming back to social media in a much more intentional way. It begins before I even open a social media app. That starts with healthier boundaries with social media. Before this break with social media, I was trying really hard to have healthy boundaries with it. I was having screen-free times where I would intentionally set down my phone, put it on do not disturb, and I would just be present and completely disconnected. I think what I've come to learn is that for me, it's more important to actually have planned screen time. Because if you think about it, if you just have, you know, an hour or two of time throughout the day that you're saying you're not going to be using your phone, how many more hours of the day are you allowing yourself to just gravitate towards that and start scrolling and filling your time with whatever it is you're filling your time with? And that's okay to some degree, but I think that for me, I've just learned allowing myself certain chunks of time where I will get on. I'm not finding that pull to start scrolling and logging on. Another thing that I think is really important is having spaces that are kind of more technology free, like my children's playroom, for instance, or my bed. I'm not the greatest about that one, but it's a good concept in theory. And I do try to be a little bit more mindful of my usage before bed. I actually have an entire episode on that if you are interested in hearing more sleep tips. The next is being more intentional about everything with social media. First is how I use it. I'm starting to filter what I see, being really intentional about who I follow and what I allow into my space. I start to question while I'm scrolling, does this feel good? Does it make me feel bad? How do I feel after scrolling? What images are lingering with me throughout the day, good or bad? And how did those make me feel? Are they empowering, or am I finding myself comparing and being a little bit harsh with myself? I also intentionally avoid using any sort of image altering filters, unless it's to show how wild they are. Just a friendly reminder that not everything you see on social media is actually real. Every once in a while, I will accidentally have one turn on when I'm trying to make a TikTok or Snapchat, and I forget how much better I look when I do have a filter that is smoothing out my skin and giving me an artificial glow and applying expert level makeup techniques that very subtly actually change your entire bone structure completely. It makes it hard to go back to looking at myself without the filter when that is how I've looked all along. And 5 minutes before, when I didn't have the filter on, I was feeling pretty okay about myself. But now I feel like trash because I have seen this filter and I don't look like that and I probably never will. Anyways, I digress. I'm also being more intentional about why I'm using it, practicing more self-awareness about why I'm seeking it out, why I'm using it, and any potential emotions that I might be trying to avoid by using it. Do you feel called out yet? I promise it's just a little tough love. I don't know. And being intentional about when I use it, like I said, not starting the day with it, scrolling social media, turning off notifications so I don't check it throughout the day. That's actually been a really helpful thing for me. I didn't realize how much just seeing that somebody had commented back on Facebook or sent me a message made me jump and feel like I needed to reply to it, needed to check it. But in all reality, I don't. And you don't have to either. If somebody really needs to get in contact with you, they will call you. You can replace some of your decreased social media time with new habits. This is something I talk a lot about in my digital planner. I also have a free habit tracker available that I will link below as well if you're interested in starting some new habits. And the last thing I think I want to note is media literacy. I think with the heavily filtered, edited, and altered reality online, I mean, people can literally script, craft, fabricate, edit any life that they want to have on social media. It's easy to get caught up in believing everything that you see. But don't forget that there is so much more beneath the surface. Not many people are posting their struggles and challenges. And for those of you who are, cheers to you, Queen. I have a tendency to isolate myself when I'm healing and growing, sometimes to a point where it becomes unhealthy and I really should be reaching out for connection and support. So I feel really compelled to tell you that this isn't what I'm talking about when taking a break from social media. Don't shut the entire world out, just the parts that don't serve you. Just be more intentional about it. I mean, it's not realistic for me to think that I can be completely free of social media, not with the advocacy work that I do, the marketing for this podcast, and even just the community that I get to connect with through social media. I don't want to be free of it. I love the connections that I make, and I love that I get to connect with you regardless of the distance between us. There are a lot of beautiful things about social media. I think that if we can begin to create healthy boundaries, be more intentional about our usage with it, and more self-aware of ourselves while we use it, we can have a much healthier relationship with it. I want to send you off with a positive affirmation that really helped me during my social media break. And it is, I am rooted in this present moment. That's all. Sometimes we're just not present enough. We are busy on our phones and busy with the distractions of life. So just take a moment today and repeat to yourself, I am rooted in this present moment. I'm really happy to be back. And if you don't follow me on social media already, you can go find me pretty much anywhere at Root and Rise Podcast. I'm looking forward to chatting with you much more in the future. Now you can go check out all of my free journal prompts. Until next time.